Yeah, we've had sections of the vineyard which have been very heavily affected. I think we had -2.5 on the 15th, the 18th and the 25th of October. And bottom corners of the vineyard have been completely frosted off, so there's no green growth at all. But then as you come back up the hill, it's kind of patchy and you've got vines that might have been half frosted and half not frosted. And then basically the higher you go, the less frost there's been. And also where the vines have got a higher fruiting zone, there's also less damage.
And so you're putting figures of about 50% of your Cabernet grapes affected?
Yeah, I think on average. Down the bottom corner it's 100% and up the top corner it's zero. It's an averaging game, but in the middle it's a patchy sort of thing where maybe half the fruit on each vine might have been frosted off. And I guess that's a difficult sort of thing. It's actually better if it's either completely frosted off or not frosted, and when it's sort of half vine here and there, you may end up with regrowth, which may have flowers on it and then create fruit, but that fruit won't ripen at the same time as the rest of the fruit, so you get this uneven ripening, and then so you have the labour cost of going in and chopping out the late ripening fruit or having to hand harvest in order to avoid that unripe fruit in your vintage. So that's probably the main problem with that sort of frost damage.
Wow, that makes it tricky. And what about neighbours or other producers in around your region?
Yeah, so across the region we've got pretty widespread damage. I know that over at Windowry on some of their flatter sections they've had quite widespread losses there. Looking across the river from where I am, I can see over at Capital Vineyard there's some large brown patches. Other neighbours just on Rivers Road here have got pretty severe damage on the bottom corners of their vineyards, but kind of more clear-cut than what we've got, which is sort of good for them. I think, when it's clear-cut, it's not such an issue for the quality of the harvest.
And frost at this time of the year, what impact does it have?
Well, this time of the year is just the worst time of year. I mean, frost in the winter is good. But frost at this time of year is just it basically just kills the shoots, or half kills them, and also the flowers. So the flowers are still immature. They haven't even, in the Chardonnay, they may have started dropping their caps and opening up and flowering, but most of the varieties haven't even opened. And so when they get frosted, it just bursts the molecules of water inside the flowers and just kills them. So you just won't get that. And they just, because the flowers emerge with the shoot at the beginning of the season. So if it dies, that's it. It's not going to come back again.
So big ramifications for next year's vintage.
Yeah, so basically I think we'll have a fairly reduced vintage, but we started off really well. We had 30 mils of rain, the end of September. We had a really good start to the season. The vines are growing really well overall, so I still think we're going to have a pretty good crop. And in fact, you could look at the bright side and say that the wine industry needs something like this just to start reducing its overproduction. So I guess that might help us, but I just hope it doesn't affect quality. We'll just have to be careful with how we manage the remaining fruit in those vineyards that have been partially frosted. So if you've got a vine that's been half frosted and it's sort of done a fruit thinning job for you, so like we normally would go into the vineyard in sort of midsummer and go through and just cut out some of the crop anyway just to try to maximise quality. And so, yeah, I guess you could say the frost has already done that for us, but we still have to go in there and cut out green regrowth and stuff if it does happen. So there's still going to be quite a large increase in costs to take advantage of that potential quality increase.